Hi, this is Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings here on the Voice of America. Today, we are joined by an international music sensation, a young man who has gone off on a venture to release some solo music. Now, after being a part of a very successful P-pop band in the Philippines known as SB19, we'd like to welcome Josh Cullen to Border Crossings. It's great to have you, Josh.
Hello, Larry. It's great to be here as well. It's my honor.
It's called P-pop, right? That's how they call it in the Philippines?
Yes, it is. It's basically just pop, but Philippine pop.
Mm-hmm. And I know the Philippines is a great place for music. Sony is one of my favorite record labels. And you've just started on a solo career after having such success with SB19. You guys started, I don't know, quite a while ago, about 7-8 years ago, I think. And you have released several albums and sold millions of albums, and one of the biggest pop bands, if not the biggest pop band in all of the Philippines. What's happening in Josh Cullen's life?
Well, no, I actually, this launching solo project of me is actually an opportunity to showcase or express my creativity. And yeah, I've been really excited to share the world what I'm capable of. So it's not going to be just, you know, a temporary, it's for sure going to be the start of something, you know, exciting.
Mm-hmm. And you guys are, you know, your SB19 band dancing. I mean, you're like the Philippine, you know, of course the group started, it's got origins in Korea, right? Was started by a Korean management company. But, you know, BTS now, all the boy bands that are very, very popular, like SB19. Are you doing dance moves now as a solo artist? You're still dancing and mixing it up and doing the hip hop vibe thing?
Yes, I do. So yeah, my songs are consisting, like, I mean, my songs consist of dance moves. Honestly, it's an iconic dance move in the Philippines right now, and I'm really proud of it since I was the one who directed the choreographies. And yeah, I really feel proud of this song. It was my dream to create something that's really easy to vibe with, danceable, whether you're in a club or just vibing alone.
Mm-hmm. And your music's been described as electropop. Would you agree with that? Or how do you describe your music?
Yes, I've been loving EDM ever since, you know, I try to incorporate pop, EDM, and hip hop. So yeah, basically it has electropop.
Mm-hmm. And you write your own material? You write your own songs or you collaborate?
Yes, I do. And the writing process of this, well, tonight, actually, the entire process of it, I think I'm 90% involved in the creating this project, from writing the lyrics, composing melodies, producing the music, and even, yeah, as I've told you earlier, even directing the choreography. Oh, and by the way, I'm also the creative director of the music video of Wild Tonight, so...
Wow.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, I like to oversee everything to make sure that I execute it, or the people around me execute it the way I imagine it. And I'm kind of a control freak type of guy. So yeah, I just want everything to be executed as how I envision it.
Right. Well, if it's called Josh Cullen and you're Josh Cullen, you want it to be satisfactory to Josh Cullen.
Yes, I don't like to settle for less.
Now, you know, I was just recently in the Philippines. What part of the Philippines are you from?
I'm from Manila. It's the Luzon, or the kind of north part of the Philippines. Mm-hmm. And yeah, Manila is like something like where we should call like the New York of America.
Yeah, and the Philippines is becoming a bigger and bigger and more important player in business and in politics and in, of course, music and entertainment. You know, there's a lot of tremendously talented people, musicians that have come out of the Philippines over the years. And the Philippine music scene is great because of artists like yourself, you know, that are putting out new music. Now, you've only got 2 new singles out now. And so this is just a brand new, fresh start for you as a solo artist. Do you have plans for an album at some point in the near future?
Yes, I am planning on releasing an album, and I've been working on it. And for the start, I'm going to release an EP. So people, yeah, people should just stay tuned, and I'm going to be surprising them. I'm just going to be surprising them with good music.
Now, tell me if you can, Josh, I always get kind of amazed when I go to the Philippines. Everybody loves music. Everybody has their own home karaoke. Everybody loves to sing. Wherever they are, they're singing. Everybody, it's so happy there. Why? What's making everybody so happy?
Because, Filipinos love to, it's part of our culture. We love to celebrate special moments. Even though there are just small celebrations to celebrate, we still celebrate it. People love to sing, to dance. And, there are a lot of maybe bad things happening in the Philippines, but a lot of Filipinos know, I feel like they know how to make themselves happy and the family happy. So it's a big part of our culture. We know how to be happy even though we have been through a lot.
Yes. And people can have no money, but they're still happy. They'll still try to feed you. That's one thing. I mean, it's a country that doesn't have a lot of money, but yet everybody will give whatever they have to people. And I love that. The culture is great. The one thing I don't like is the goose egg, the raw quail egg, or whatever it is that you
make. Balut.
Balut. No, I won't do the balut challenge. Yeah. I won't do balut.
But you haven't tried it?
No. One thing I've... No. I eat the pancit. I eat the chicken adobo, but I'm not going to eat no balut.
You should try it with vinegar. It tastes good with vinegar.
I don't know that I don't know that I can get there. I'll try. Maybe on the next trip, you and I'll go out and we'll have some balut.
I would love to do that. Let's go.
Josh Cullen is our guest. Josh, would you do a song for us? We're all very excited to hear you do some music.
Of course. So for my first song is going to be Wild Tonight. It's my debut single. And I'm going to be performing it for you guys, so I hope you guys enjoy it.
All right, here's Josh Cullen, and this is Wild Tonight on Border Crossings.
Magigising nga sa iyong pagkakabala. Nag-aabang magkamali, nakamasid lahat pero sandali. Hindi ako tumatanda, ngunit kayo hindi nagtatanda. Sarili kong libihan ang aking tinutulugan. Di nyo na mapipigilan kahit pa ako'y tirikan. Nakandila o pilak ang kadilim ay mabisa. Pagligis ng pangit ko baka ikay mapamisa. Niluhay aking sungay, simulan nyo na maghukay. Diyan naman kayo mahusay, pinalsipi kong patunay. Pag ako ang pumuna, hindi kayo mauuna. Teka, baliin natin to.
In the darkness hiding, I feel your heartbeats rising. I hear the people crying, the sound is so inviting. Turn up the rhythm and the music, let me hear you say la 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 la. End up the party, don't stop.
Full moon in the sky, awakening the beast, alright.
We'll be right back.
Border Crossings. It's Josh Cullen, our guest. Wild Tonight, the name of the first single, the first solo single. And so tell me about the song. I mean, what was going on with that song, Wild Night? I mean, you were having a wild night or what?
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty happy. Every day is a wild night.
Every day is a wild
night. It's like what I told you, right? Filipinos love to have fun. So for me, every day is a wild night. I know how to make myself happy. Is play dance, play video games or whatnot. I call it a wild night. And it has been my dream to, you know, to make music like this. So where I can just, you know, dance and party at the same time.
You can't have a wild night without Red Horse. You got to have the Red Horse.
I know, right? That's pretty, yeah, that's the most famous liquor in the Philippines. I mean, beer.
Yes.
And yeah.
And
so you've tried Red
Horse? Oh, yes. I love Red Horse. And coconut wine. That's something that I'm not too familiar. Coconut wine is another delicacy of the Philippines. Like I say, I love everything about the Philippines. The people, the culture, the food, everything. You know, you're lucky to be coming from such a wonderful place, you know, as the Philippines musically. And so what comes in the year ahead? 2023 is kind of, you know, a couple months old. So you got the singles. Are you going on a solo tour?
Most probably in the future. I just couldn't tell the dates yet, but yeah, they can expect more music, more performances for me. And yeah, I will be performing for a lot of different maybe countries and local tours as well. So they can follow me on my social media accounts for more updates. Okay.
What's your social media site?
Oh, you can just search for Josh Cullen and for all social media platforms.
The fans of SB19 will be wondering, okay, when is SB19 going to have a new album? Are the other guys in the group also doing solo music? What's happening with SB19 right now?
Yeah, we're going on a tour. Honestly, we're going to have a world tour soon, so they have to stay tuned for the dates and for the venues. And yeah, it's been really nice working with the band, and we've been having fun. We've been really doing good music and stuff, so just stay tuned and we'll be coming back.
Where's your favorite place to play that you've played so far, and tell me why it's your favorite?
Well, that's a hard question.
Yes, that's my job. Yeah. Ask the hard questions.
To be honest, I love it when playing outside the country. I love it when playing in the Philippines as well. However, the thing or the place that was stuck in my head that we performed at was New York. Wow. New York, yes. It was really, you know, it was the first time that I've seen a lot of, you know, foreigners singing to, you know, a Filipino song, even though I don't know if they understood the song. But they were singing with us and chanting with us, and it really felt great.
Yes, that must feel real rewarding when you being somebody who sings in Tagalog or Visayan or whatever the language, the dialect. I think Tagalog from Manila. But if you're singing in that language, and they know the words and they aren't from that country, that's really got to feel special.
It is. Yeah, I know, right? It was really overwhelming for us. And yeah, I cried when I was performing because I couldn't believe that these people are appreciating our, you know, music.
Mm-hmm. And is that one of the goals that you guys have, is to, you know, become popular in America? You want to tour in the U.S. and release albums here as well?
Of course. I mean, we've been, you know, we just want to inspire everyone. It doesn't matter whichever country, but yes, it's actually a plus for the U.S. for us to be, you know, maybe recognized. And yeah, we had our tour last year there, and we want to bring, of course, the P-pop to the global stage, and we want to show what we're capable of.
I'm talking with the music superstar Josh Cullen right now of SB19. And I'm just looking at some of the accomplishments. You're the first Filipino Southeast Asian act to be nominated for a Billboard Music Award for Top Social Artist. You also are the first Southeast Asian act to enter the top 10 on Billboard Social 50 Weekly and year-end charts. and you've won all kinds of other awards. You've won awards there in the Philippines. The president of the Philippines honored you, gave you an honor, I guess, you guys, not too long ago, a year or two ago.
Yeah, we are honestly actually the ambassadors of NCCA. So a lot of cultural stuff that we've been representing the Philippines. And we're very proud to be, you know, representing the country. And we're really proud and, of course, sharing the culture to other Filipinos out there, and not just for the Filipinos, but to other other foreigners as well. So,
But you're making the Philippines proud, I'm sure, and putting the Philippines music scene again on the map. Of course, there's been others, Leah Salongo, Regine Velasquez, many other artists over the years have, but it's nice to have, you know, the pop sounds of today represented by, you know, such great people. Josh, you seem like a great guy. What do you do when you're not making music? What do you do for hobbies? You're a gamer. I know that.
Yeah, I play games. Basically, I just play, you know, Overwatch, whatever. Whatever's new, you know, I just want, like to chill as well. I like to have fun. And yeah, I just play tons of video games when I don't make music.
What's your game handle so that maybe somebody out there is playing games and didn't know they were playing with Josh Cullen at SB19?
You mean the in-game name, right?
Yeah, your game name, right. Yeah.
I don't have any, you know, weird usernames, but it's just... Josh Cullen. Just Josh.
That's it,
Cullen.
Josh Cullen.
I'm proud of it. I'm proud of my name. So I just use video games ever since.
You're not being anonymous, I guess, in that case.
Yeah, I don't use the, you know, gamer Josh. 1, 2, 3. No, I don't do this stuff.
Well, that's great. That's excellent. So, all right, we're going to ask you to do another song for us right now. What would you do?
Well, yeah, I just released this song, Get Right, so I'm really happy to be performing this for you guys, and I hope you all like it. It's something that interesting that speaks a lot about my personality.
And it's called Get Right?
Yep, Get
Here's
Right.
Josh Cullen on Border Crossings. Border Crossings, Get Right, Josh Cullen, who's our guest today from SB19, megastar in the Philippines, megastar in Asia, megastar around the world for that matter. He sold millions and millions and millions of records. You guys have been in movies and whatnot. You know, you guys are you know, one of the hottest acts in show business right now. And it's great to have you on the program. And I know you're releasing some solo music. We got two songs out, an album coming down the road. And so Get Right. Tell me more about that song. What inspired the song?
Yeah, I wrote it, honestly, because of, you know, I wanted to make an impression where I can attract the international audience. So I wrote it in full English. And yeah, it just speaks a lot about my experiences and my craft. So I tried to incorporate a lot of references from, you know, from your language, from the States, like, you know, like such as the car guy. If you're a car guy, you know the sound of the engine by the sound it makes already, and you know it's J. I have those kinds of lyrics incorporated by it. So that's it. Basically, I just want to, you know, create a big impression.
Mm-hmm. So are there any songs that sound like a jeepney?
Wow, that's a clever one, huh?
Josh Cullen is our guest, and give me the top three artists you'd like to collaborate with. Now that you've done some solo stuff, top three on Josh Cullen's list to collaborate. Can be from anywhere, can be alive or dead. Who would you like to work with?
Oh, I would love to, of course. I would pick international artists since you guys are, I mean, I would pick maybe Kid Laroi, Chris Brown, but he's, you know, I mean, he's my idol.
Oh, wow.
And I think The Weeknd would be perfect.
Yeah, very, very, it's all R&B hip hop sounds, you know. And
Yeah.
I really like, you know, all the stuff that you mentioned, everything you're doing. So will you be touring in the U.S. again? Are you coming back here to America?
For sure. So, yeah, just stay tuned because we'll be having our tour as a group, and maybe as an individual, I would be, you know, visiting some places. And I'm excited to do a lot of things with you guys. And you can just watch or just search for the official social media account of SB19 in mind, just to keep updated.
And I know that Josh is very, very involved with charities like Save the Children, Korea, and you do things with autism back in Asia. So thank you so much on behalf of everybody around the world that, you know, that you're using your platform in such a positive way.
Yes, it was an inspiration for us. Honestly, this is why I started this career. I want to inspire people. I want to help the people in need. So I'm just using it as the way how we should be using it. So I just want to give back to the people who've been really nice, and, you know, to everyone, just giving the love back.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of love from the Philippines, and I can feel it when I'm there, and I can feel it. And Josh is spreading the love, and you know, thank you for all the great music that you guys as SB19 have done, and the new songs that you're putting out. We're excited about the rest of your journey and the album you're going to be putting out in the future and whatnot. So it's all very exciting times. And where can people go to find out more information about you again? What are your socials? Where's your website?
Yeah, you can search for Josh Cullen on all social media platforms. And while tonight, I'm just going to plug my music. While tonight is out on all digital music streaming platforms, you can search for official music video on my official YouTube channel as well.
All right, great. And I know that we have an affiliate in the Philippines, Fresh FM, which is the, you know, freshfmph.com, mm-hmm. which was given an award for best internet station in the Philippines. So yeah, we're broadcast there, and everybody's going to be excited to see this interview and hear from Josh Cullen there as well in the Philippines and around the world. And so I can't thank you enough for doing this. I have to say salamat po. I think I've said, and you know, mabuhay and kumustaka and all the other few Tagalog words that I know.
That's really nice of you, Larry. I appreciate it for learning those words.
Well, thank you. Josh Cullen, Thank you. You're great, and I love your music. And when you come to the U.S., I'd like to have you in the studio in person, if you can fit us into your schedule.
I'd love to do that as well, and I'll see you soon then.
I'll see you soon. Josh Cullen is our guest. Pick up the new song, Wild Tonight, from Josh Cullen. Thank you so much, Josh, for joining us on Border Crossings. My name is Larry London. This is VOA TV.